On the first day that you actually went into the big plant,
I was excited.
Yeah. What can you talk to me about your expectations that day? What you said you were excited. What kind of thing you were going?
Well, I was just wondering just what department it was going to put me in and what type of work I'd be doing. You know, would I be on the machine or doing small parts or what? Mm-hmm. But I was lucky. I was put on the line. I worked on the line. And they always have someone to work with you until you, you know, learn the job. Yeah.
Who did you report to that first day of the department? Who were you supposed
to? To my department. I was assigned to Department 10. And then you go to that supervisor there, you know. I don't remember his name either.
Who told you you were in Department 10?
Well, when we left the training place.
So just as you left there,
they gave us the papers where we were going, what department we were going to.
And did you expect the work to be hard work or?
Well, I thought it would be hard work, you know. But since it was in the plant, I figured everything was hard in the plant, you know. But it wasn't hard work. It was just continue. You just have to, you know, on the line, and at that time that line was moving every 10 minutes. So you really had to stay there and get my job done so the other fella could get his done when it got to his station. Each one had a station, and you had to get your job done.
When you went to Department 10, was it just you alone, or were
No, it was a bunch of us went to that department. And others went to other departments. You know, they divided us, I imagine.
So you went in a group.
Yes, we did.
Then once you got there, you were introduced to the lead man?
To the supervisor and the lead man. You see, because the lead man is the one to show you your jobs and to help you with your job.
And then the supervisor is the person?
He's above the lead man. He has the control of the whole of that department. He oversees that department, the supervisor.
How many people worked with the lead man at once in that department?
Well, we only had one lead man in the department.
And so how many people were?
There's quite a few. And you see, there's a lot of those people who's already trained. So they would let a newcomer work with someone that has worked on the particular job that I was assigned to. See, they'd let that person work with me.
And so that would be, so you're saying that when you were the newcomer, that they put you with someone who had been there
a while.
Do you remember who you, maybe not by name, but the person that you were working with?
No, I don't. It is a man, but I don't know who. I can't remember. Nah, it's been so long.
Was he someone who had worked with
you
for a long time?
Now, I don't know how long he had been there, but he had been there longer than I, you know. I guess he had been there, I don't know how long, but he had been there ahead of me. Because he had experience of what he was doing.
Now, what exactly was Department 10 doing?
They were working on the wings. I worked on the top part. And you see, then they had men below where they were putting the hydraulics and different things. Well, I put what they call the cables and sectors, the parts that had the control of that small flap on your wing, you know, that tip in. Well, that's what I put, the one that had control of that. That is called cables and sectors.
Now, were there other women?
Oh, yes. It was a lot of, you'd be surprised what goes in an airplane, honey. Oh, yes, there's a lot of women working.
In
that same department,
Did the women do a different kind of work than the men did?
No, we all did the same kind of work, the men and the women.
So that didn't seem to make the difference?
No.
Were there other black women?
Oh, yes, had all nationalities. United Nations.
Was there any difference between where, say, the black women were sent to work as opposed to the men?
No.
So you would have everybody,
It didn't make any difference. It didn't make any difference, no.
Uh-huh.
Because the work had to be done.
Uh-huh.
And whoever was available, that's who got the job, you know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't seem to separate people
out
by sex?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
The first day that you were there, do you remember what your impressions were entering physical setting?
Well, like I say, I was excited walking into a big plant like that and seeing so many different, you know, machinery and different things.
Mm-hmm.
It was just exciting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And a good feeling.
What did the plant look like this time?
It looked just like a plant. It has a lot of tools and things and a lot of parts that you had to work with to build your wings and whatever you was going to build in that particular plant. You see, because in different plants, you build different parts of the plant.
Oh.
Different plants.
So they had different buildings.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Oh yes, you have a lot of buildings.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And what kinds of things are going on in the building you were in?
Well, like I say, they were building this the wing part over in that area where I was up in there. Uh-huh. So we finished that because now they'd have a group. Well, they would have to drill and rivet the thing out and rivet it up, get it all ready. Before they could install that paneling on there, you know.
Okay.
Then while they were doing that, well, we'd be framing for that. You know, it's just like a pattern. We were getting the foundation ready, you know,
mm-hmm.
to put these paneling on, you know, to build a wing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we had to do that. Then when that area got through with that, well, then they brought it in and installed it on there. And then it has people, you know, completed on that, uh-huh.
Now, how did they move all those parts?
They had men moving. They had what they called dollies and things, that they would bring the things in on the dollies and things.
So like a forklift or little
trucks? Yes, little trucks and things that they would drive, especially made for plants,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they'd bring, they had men, you know, to deliver whatever part and what department it goes in to take it to them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once they had this whole big piece together,
mm-hmm.
how did they move? Did they move it to another building then and put it on the rest of the plane?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah,
And how did they understand?
They had a special gondola built for that to move it on.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. They had a special gondola that it would fit on.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would send it to the next plant, or, you know, next station, wherever it's supposed to go.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, was this building, was it just a one-story building, or was it tall? Or?
It was like a one-story building, the building we were in.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like, I think that's what it was, a one-story
and
building.
There wasn't like an upstairs?
No, not at that particular building. Now the others might have had enough, you know, upstairs, like, like at Lockheed, I worked ahead upstairs and down, because I worked on the mezzanine floor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But this building that you were in was just a one-story?
Just a one-story, big building, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What was the temperature like in there?
It would get hot in there, but they had fans and things,
mm-hmm.
you know, going. Yeah, they had fans. Yeah, it was. They had ventilation.
Uh-huh.
It was better than Burbank, I can tell you that.
Was the lighting just from like windows or
things? No. We had electric
uh-huh.
lighting. Uh huh. Yes. Mhm.
So
fluorescent lights. I think we had fluorescent lights. Mhm.
Do they have concrete floors and things? or what kind of...
Yes, I think they did have concrete floors. Uh-huh. But where I worked was a platform.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I worked on the platform, and that was wood. But your main floor was concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So where you worked, you had to be up.
Uh-huh. I had to walk up some steps, just a few steps up,
uh-huh.
you know, to work on this particular wing. Uh-huh.
Sort of like scaffolding?
Yes, something like that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So were you doing riveting and drilling and things?
No. I was using bolts and nuts, you know, because I was putting things together.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It had thread on it, and then I had to put a bolt on it, and it had a hole at the end of it after I got my bolt in it, and the bolt was cut open like. And then you had to put a Carter key through that in order to hold it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was doing, installing. Uh-huh.
So you never to install those with these cables.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it'd be easier just for you to tell me how the job was. Would you get a cable? What steps were there to the job?
Yeah. Well, I would get the cable. And station it where it's supposed to be, you know. You install it, and then you have these long cables, and that's what you put together to make it hold. Because,
mm-hmm.
You see, it had to hold so that wing would, you know, would move when they wanted to move. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to, you would just work putting these collars
mm-hmm,
and bolts,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
And attaching the cable to mm-hmm. the things already there.
It was already there. You see, when it got to me, everything was ready,
uh-huh.
you know, for me to install that part. Then when it left me, well, it was something else for the next fella to install.
Uh-huh.
See? Mm-hmm.
So except on the times when they might need somebody else to go and help out in another part of the plant, the work you did, you didn't do drilling or rigging?
No.
Did you do that work standing up?
Yes. Oh, yes, standing up. Uh-huh.
Did you have to, getting any kind of, I was trying to...
In any kind of position?
Uh-huh.
Yes, because sometimes, after I installed the cables at the top, then it had to come down through a hole. Then I had to get through a space, you know, in order to see this screw here and to set my bolt so I could see that hole is right. You see, I had to sit down,
uh-huh.
get underneath there and do it that way.
Crawling.
Yeah, uh-huh, yes, uh-huh, yes.
You just have to put your arm in?
No, I wouldn't have to put my arm up in there because it was open, just like the fireplace is open, and I'm just looking up at the fire like that. Uh-huh, that's
uh-huh.
fine. Mm-hmm.
So, at that one point... Yes,
uh-huh, yeah, but that's the only time I had to get underneath there, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it noisy?
Yes. Because the people would be riveting, you know, all over, you know, in the other area there. No, is it? My, you couldn't hear.
How did was there any reaction from the men to women working there, or did you feel?
I didn't feel it, you know. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think they minded. I don't reckon they did.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to get the work done, so everybody just went on and did that part at that time, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you feel self-conscious at all?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
So you just...
I just went there to work, and that's what I did.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You know, I enjoy people. I enjoy being around people.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So maybe that helped me, too.
Uh-huh.
You know.
How did you get along with the people you worked with?
I got along wonderful. Uh-huh. I got along fine. Everywhere I've worked, I've gotten along.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the people you worked with? I mean, basically what they were like or were they?
They were nice people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, and helpful, you know, if you needed any kind of help, you know, they'd help you.
Uh-huh.
And, I guess that was about it.
How did it seem that the the leadmen and the supervisors felt about, were they, and what were their attitudes towards them?
Towards the women working? They seemed to have a good attitude. They didn't seem to mind it because I know what they were. They had jobs to get out, and if they could get the work done, that's what they were interested in, is getting their work done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you never felt the same?
No. Mm-mm. Uh-huh. I really haven't.
Mm-hmm. Any kind of attitude?
No. Mm-mm. If they did, they kept it to themselves.
Do you remember how you felt at the end of your first day of work?
Well, I felt good. Yeah, I felt good.
So you'd gone in for the swing shift,
mm-hmm.
Here in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and came home at night.
Yes,
And did you feel real tired then, or?
Oh, yes, you'd be tired, you know, at that time. Yes. Oh, yes.
The work kind of, was it the type that would wear you down?
But at that time, you know, you feel tired, but I guess I was young and could take it, mm-hmm. you know. It wasn't all that extra tired, but just natural, mm-hmm. you know. You're working half of the night, you know, and part of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So quite natural, you feel a little tired, but it wasn't that tiredness that just wore you out at the time. No, you didn't feel that tired.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did, that first day, did you feel, like you had been trained well enough for what you needed to do, or?
Yes, after they gave me my assignment, and I seen what I, you know, had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I felt good about it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, I did.
So you felt mm-hmm. perfectly capable,
yeah, capable of
handling
of taking care of that, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So you figured you'd landed that. Mm-hmm. A good spot?
I did land a good spot.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you think your job compared with some of the other things that other people had to do? Was it a more desirable?
Well, I would think mine was, because now, like, where they did all that riveting and, you know, so much noise,
mm-hmm.
I imagine that would really tire you out.
Uh-huh.
You know, just from the noise, although we had to wear earplugs and things, but that just kept a little of it out,
uh-huh.
you know, and everything. But I think my job was really a desirable job. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did they give you any safety equipment?
You know,
earplugs.
Yes, uh-huh, that's what that was for your hearing. Mm-hmm. And then we had to have glasses, I forget what kind of glasses. Some
safety
kind of
goggles.
Safety goggles. We had to have those great big old safety goggles,
mm-hmm.
and we had to wear shoes with the heavy tip in. You know,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. We had to wear those for safety.
Was it hard to find shoes?
No, at that time, I guess when they found out that the women you had to have them, the company went to putting them out.
Uh huh.
Uh-huh. You didn't have any trouble getting them.
Uh-huh.
Mm hmm. With the steel at the toe.
Uh huh.
Mm hmm.
And you went to work there, and they had steel-toed shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And could you wear jewelry while you're working, or did they?
No, they didn't want you to wear no jewelry. No, mm-mm, no.
And then what did you have to do in terms of your?
Oh yes, and then we had to wear caps. I forgot. You know, you had a cap made with the beard, and it was a net. You know. A net, and then it had the plastic beard, like, you know.
Oh, it's like a bill.
Like a sun visor, you know,
uh-huh.
Something like that. Uh-huh. Yeah, we had to wear that too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had to keep our hair with a hair net on it if we didn't have these caps. So later on, when we first went there, we wore hair nets,
mm-hmm.
but then later on, they someone put out this style of cap. We called it a cap. Well, it was a net with this plastic, you know, visor.
Uh-huh.
So pretty everybody, all the women started to wear that because it would hold your hair much better than the hair that would.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, we had a lot of safety things that we had to go by.
Where did you go to buy all the clothing? Did you have to go to a special store?
Well, most of the stores had them.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I can't remember about these sun visors. I think that was a special place that... started putting them out until later you could get it most anywhere. Uh-huh. And you know, your pants and things, you could buy them anywhere. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, at the time.
Did you get breaks and?
Yes. Uh huh. Yeah, we get 10-minute breaks, uh-huh. Morning and afternoon.
You get a 10-minute break in the morning,
mm-hmm.
And then a lunch
time? Yeah, lunch time. 30 minutes for lunch.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then another break sometime in the...
Yeah, sometime around 1:30, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Around 1:30, something like that. We get a 10-minute break.
And they do the same kinds of separation things on swings?
Oh, yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Everybody got the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have...
Yes, they did. They had a cafeteria.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a cafeteria. But I would take my lunch because by the time you walked to the cafeteria, you only had 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, I couldn't eat fast. And by the time I'd walk, and by the time I get my lunch, well, I don't have 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So I would take my lunch, so when we got ready, we'd wash our hands and just sit there and, you know, and eat our lunch.
Uh-huh.
Take a thermos of coffee or something, you know. Mm-hmm.
So were there... Did you have friends that you ate with?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I had friends that I ate with.
Uh-huh.
I met one friend. We are still friends. She lives on 9th Avenue. That's where I met her in North America.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
And so you would you eat every day pretty much together?
Or? Yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. At lunchtime. Yeah, we would. We'd eat together.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And... were they people who worked in other departments, or were they the people?
Yes, uh-huh, yes, uh-huh. It was a mixture of different, you know, other departments, uh-huh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Were they usually women?
Yes, uh-huh, yeah, it was just usually women, mm-hmm, yeah.
And were they there, for the same reasons you were? Yes, for the same reasons.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Were they younger or older?
Oh, some were older and some were around my age, I imagine they were at that time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes.
What kinds of things did you talk about when you were
all... Oh, we talk about our families and different things, you know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Talk about what is going on in the plant, what you read about in the paper. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, you'd mentioned the thing of, you're talking about safety a minute ago,
mm-hmm.
And you'd mentioned that the film showed accidents that
yes.
happened.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see any or know of any accidents that happened around you while you were there, or to people that you were working with?
That time when this girl, her hair got caught up uh-huh. in this snake, we called it a snake drill,
uh-huh.
her hair got caught in that. I saw that.
Yeah,
uh-huh,
that
uh-huh.
was,
yeah,
how did that
happen? Now I don't know. Well, they rushed her to the doctor. Happened, it was a man working next to her, and she screamed. So he jerked the cord out of the plug, you know, uh-huh. unplugged the thing. But her hair, it had done it so fast,
uh-huh.
you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she was taken care of, you know. That's one thing
uh-huh.
they would take care of, you.
Were there facilities on the plant?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, they had first aid, you know, and mm-hmm. everything. Doctors there and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right there at the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, were you yourself ever injured?
Not at that plant, I wasn't, but I was injured at Lockheed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
we get to that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned that they had first aid and that they had this counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Was she... what kinds of things did she do besides having people's shifts change?
Well, I really couldn't tell you what, mm-hmm. you know, what was her line of work besides that.
Uh-huh.
I really couldn't tell you. Mm-mm.
But
I imagine she did have something else to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was one of her main objects was that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So was she someone that you could just go to with any kind of...
I guess you could, yeah, with your problems. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Was there any place where, when you would get paid, did they, how was the...
The lead man or the supervisor would bring your check around and issue it to you personally.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did they have any place at the plant where you could cash it, or was it working on the slingshot?
I can't remember, because I always brought mine home. But I know in later years, while I was at Lockheed, they did have a cashier's place right across the street that a lot of times people would go and cash their checks. Mm-hmm. They charge them a fee for cashing it, you know.
Did they have like a company store or any place you could buy?
Not that I don't remember. No, I don't remember that.
You told me they had a cashier. What was the setup for bathrooms?
Oh, you had a, you know, each area had a large place, a bathroom, you know, for women. Mm-hmm. Had about 20, you know, spaces up in there. Oh, yeah, you had plenty of facilities there for that.
Was there a place to rest or lay down?
They'd have a room with some couch on it, you know, that you could, you wasn't supposed to go there and rest, but you could, you know, we'd sit down there a while and relax and go back to work.
If they didn't want you to do that, was there a time when it was okay to go in and rest on them?
Yeah, on your break. On your break you could. Your lunch hours, you got, you know, finished in time.
Was there anyone, like a matron or anyone watching over
that? At one time they did have it during the war. They did at North America.
What did she do?
Well, if someone would stay in there too long, she would, you know, go and ask them, you know. I think that's what she do time them.
So mainly she was there to keep people from...
From just hanging out, doing nothing.
Did they have lockers or any place for you to put your things when you were there?
We all had lockers. No, it wasn't lockers. It was a drawer. You know, like the tables. Well, all the tables had drawers, and you'd have one of those, and you could bring your lock and put on it. You know, for small things, like your personal tools and things. If you didn't want to put them back in your toolbox, you know, maybe you had too much in there or something.
So, like, if you had a lot of tools, you wanted to put them in there and then just take a few out with you.
That you want to work with.
I see. Did the plant have any kind of recreational activities?
During the war, I don't remember whether they did or not, honey. I really don't.
I see. Were there any kind of programs or, like, special events for the people who were working there?
No, honey, we didn't have no special event. Not at that time.
I know at some of the plants during lunch they would have like entertainment.
They did have entertainment on Fridays.
On
Fridays they'd have entertainment. Someone, it would be a band from somewhere, some comedian. So, yes, we did have that once a week.